In just a moment, enjoy Best Plays. But first, they invented radio, developed color TV, and are responsible for two-dimension motion pictures for nervous people who faint from fright in three-dimension movies. Who are they? Why, Bob and Ray, of course. And every weekday night, you'll enjoy their antics over these stations. The boys join such other great weekday shows as Bob Hope, Dave Garraway, One Man's Family, and NBC's award-winning News of the World. Yes, each weekday, NBC brings you the best in music, comedy, drama, and news. Now it's Best Plays on NBC.
From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. A series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce Sir Cedric Hardwick in The Amazing Dr. Clitterhouse by Barry Lyndon. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you. Welcome, friends and listeners, to another session of our Theater in the Ear. 2 weeks ago, our best play was an English drama about Napoleon, St. Helena. The same year that this piece was done on Broadway, we had another interesting import from London, a melodrama by Barry Lyndon titled The Amazing Dr. Clitterhouse. And in the title role, we had an imported English actor, Sir Cedric Hardwick. Sir Cedric had come to us once before, but it was his Dr. Clitterhouse which made us sit up and take notice of him. Since then, we have practically taken peaceful possession of the man. Hardwick is known for his very many smooth roles in the movies and for his many contributions to the New York stage, not only as an actor, but also as a producer and director. He was a calm and witty Caesar to Lily Palmer's beautiful and feline Cleopatra in Shaw's Caesar and Cleopatra. As a matter of fact, Hardwick, I think, was Shaw's favorite actor and Shaw's favorite director of Shaw plays. Cedric was even more calm and witty as the statue in Don Juan in Hell. One time in Hollywood, I was chatting about acting with Sir Cedric, and I commented on his uncanny knack of riveting an audience's attention upon himself by standing still. Most actors think they can hold or steal a scene by fluttering about or catching flies, as they say in the theater. But the Hardwick method is much more effective and much more legitimate. I told him, the only other actor I ever saw with your complete poise was Sacha Guitry in Paris. Cedric looked at me with a deadpan and a twinkle in his eye, and he said, I learned it from Sacha, old boy. Our best play now is the thriller, The Amazing Dr. Clitterhouse. Dr. Clitterhouse is a London physician, but his consulting room is not in the traditional Harley Street or the Baker Street, which was frequented and still is haunted by a doctor named Watson. Our man conducts his practice in the neighborhood of St. John's Wood. Here and elsewhere in London, we shall meet him and a number of other interesting characters. An inspector from Scotland Yard, of course, and a devilish fellow named Benny Kellerman. Our opening scene is the consulting room of Dr. Clitterhouse. It is 1 o'clock in the morning, but in the consulting room, the lights are still on, and Nurse Anne is, for the fourth time, heating the pot of coffee she has brewed hours before. Now, why should Nurse Anne be heating coffee and staying up this late? She's in love with Dr. Clitterhouse, but of course, he doesn't know it. Dr. Clitterhouse comes in, apparently in great haste, somewhat breathless, but he stops short when he sees Nurse Anne.
Hello, Nurse. Waiting up for me?
Well, I wondered what had happened to you, Doctor.
Well, I I was held up.
I have coffee here.
Very thoughtful. Let it go for the moment. Help me with this, will you?
Doctor, are you going to do a blood pressure?
I am.
At 1 a.m?
At 1 a.m.
Not your own?
Yes. Here, you work the ball.
Well, there's nothing to worry about there.
No, there isn't, is there? It was up before I went out. Oh, well.
Was that an experiment of some sort?
Well, one could call it that.
Coffee?
Thanks.
Oh, Doctor, you've picked up some paint from somewhere. Look at your jacket.
What?
I'll get it off with some ether.
Very awkward. Have to be more careful in the future.
Doctor, this can't be your bag.
Don't touch that. Now, who gave you leave to touch that bag?
I'm sorry. I thought the ether would be in here.
Of course, naturally, I beg your pardon, nurse. Well, now that you've seen what's in the bag, what do you think of them?
Well, they're beautiful, aren't they? These pearls in particular.
I suppose they are.
And this brooch.
Nurse?
Yes, doctor?
At the moment, we're being strictly professional. I didn't mean you to see this at all. It's very confidential.
Well, I don't quite understand, but of course you can trust me, Doctor.
Well, that's very fortunate, because you see, all this is stolen.
Stolen?
With my own hands, nurse. Look at them, by the way, my hands, I mean. Not a tremor. Oh, that's pretty good, you know.
Doctor, you don't really mean that you've stolen these things.
They are the proceeds of my fourth burglary.
Impossible.
At Cranston Lodge, the Andersons' house.
And I suppose you got the paint on your jacket while you were breaking in.
That's right.
Oh, really, Doctor?
Here, get this paint off, will you?
All right. I suppose you have to guard against little clues like this.
Yes, I left my hat behind at my third burglary and had to go back for it. That was at Lady Challing's.
Oh, yes. I read about that. And so apparently did you, Doctor. The burglars got in from the garage roof.
I got in, you mean? I borrowed the gardener's ladder and forced a landing window with a table knife. I picked the lock with a bit of wire and forced the drawer with a tire lever. Paint off yet?
It's off, Doctor.
Ah. It's off apparently just in time. See you at the door, will you?
Certainly.
Good evening, nurse.
Why? It's Inspector Charles.
Good evening, Doctor. I saw a light in the hall, so... thought I'd ring the bell.
Oh, come in, Charlie, come in. Well, you're a long way from the yard, aren't you?
I'm a long way from my bed, Cliff. Who's in charge of the coffee around here?
I'll get you some, Inspector.
What are you doing over here, Charlie? Or is it a secret?
I'm supposed to be inquiring into that little bit of nocturnal thieving at Lady Challenger's.
Lady Challenger's?
The third burglary, nurse.
That's right. The third burglary round here in a fort. How did you know?
Oh, inside information, old boy.
Oh, of course. Newspapers.
What are you doing about it?
I told you, just hanging around. You see, we know those three jobs were done by the same man.
How do you know?
Oh, by the style, as it were. I'm really just waiting for him to do a fourth. And then we'll probably get him. Constable knows where to reach me.
Are you expecting another burglary tonight?
In a way. The first three were done at 4-day intervals. He'll do another soon. Not that he'll be easy to net.
You mean he's clever?
I'll tell you how clever.
Milk and sugar, Inspector?
No, thanks, my dear. I'll take it black. On Lady Challenger's job, this man took a ladder which the gardener had left under the hedge and got onto the garage roof with it. Then he forced a landing window with a table knife. We know that by the marks. He picked the lock on the library door and forced the desk with something thin.
A tire lever, perhaps?
Very likely.
A table knife and a tire lever. Smart, you know.
Smart. The fellow's an absolute amateur.
Amateur? Now, look here.
He climbed ladders and roofs, crept through the house, and picked the lock. But the library window, the very room he wanted to get into, was undone all the time.
What? It was?
Would you have said he was An inexperienced burglar, Inspector?
Oh, a raw amateur.
Has this burglar taken very much, Inspector?
Oh, quite a bit.
Lady Channing had a diamond necklace. A thing like a dog collar. He got that. She says it's worth £2,000.
Is it?
No.
Oh, I suppose not. Tell me, Charlie, how do these burglars get rid of their swag?
Oh, break it up. Or use a fence.
Fence? Receiver, you mean?
Yes, but this fellow had better not try that. A fence won't take chances with anyone he doesn't know.
Are they all like that?
Pretty much so.
Well,